This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, August 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. USTR heading to India. Senator seeks federal heat standard, and millions impacted by discontinued SNAP assistance. USTR heading to India for bilateral talks. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will be arriving in New Delhi Saturday for bilateral talks with Indian trade officials as the government there continues its controversial ban on rice exports. The U.S. rice sector has been very critical of the Indian ban. It's designed to prevent food inflation in the country. Chief Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb told AgriPulse that the USTR is, quote, closely monitoring and working with the Indian government on the issue. While the Indian ban on long rice, excluding basmati and parboil, is expected to have a short-term effect of pushing up prices U.S. farmers can get on the international market, USA Rice Federation says it expects India to eventually release the stored grain and cause prices to spiral downward. Tai started her latest Asian trip over the weekend after arriving in Indonesia for a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Economic Ministers. It began yesterday. From there, she heads to Jaipur, India, for a G20 Trade and Investment Ministers meeting on Thursday and Friday. Afterwards, she heads to New Delhi to meet with business leaders and hold bilateral meetings with government officials. With temperatures soaring, Senator seeks federal heat standard. In a visit to Kern County, California on Friday, Senator Alex Padilla called for federal legislation to protect indoor and outdoor workers from heat 10 days after a farm worker died in Fresno after working in extreme temperatures. Padilla and two other Democrats introduced a bill last month that would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable standard. OSHA has been working nearly 2 years on the issue, but has yet to propose a rule. The agency is in the process of convening a panel to review the impacts of a standard on small businesses. Every day that we fail to act is another day that someone is risking their life in their effort to provide for their family, Padilla said in a visit to Delano, California. United Farm Workers said high temperatures caused the death of the 59-year-old man, but the Fresno County coroner said his death was due to cardiovascular disease caused by cholesterol buildup, CalMatters reported. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. 2 million impacted by discontinuation of SNAP pandemic assistance. More than 2 million more American households faced food insufficiency when temporary pandemic food assistance ended in March. New research published in the JAMA Health Forum from researchers at the Peerlebon School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania found a 21% relative increase in both food insufficiency and food insecurity. Aaron Richterman, an instructor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Disease at Penn, And the study's lead author says, quote, "This study shows the severe consequences of reducing SNAP benefit amounts at a time when inflation was causing rapid rises in food prices, and is especially important because of upcoming federal negotiations surrounding SNAP's renewal in the Farm Bill at the end of September." U.S. and Taiwan hold talks on ag, labor, and environment. The U.S. and Taiwan negotiators have wrapped up a new round of talks on agriculture, labor, and the environment as both sides push for new agreements under the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade. The conversations were productive, and officials will continue to hold discussions in the months ahead that in order to reach consensus, the USTR said in a statement released yesterday. Taiwan, which imports beef, dairy, soybeans, fruit, tree nuts, vegetables, and other products from the U.S., became the sixth largest foreign market for U.S. agriculture commodities in 2021, with about $3.9 billion in imports, according to USDA data. In 2022, Taiwan surpassed that figure by importing about $4.4 billion worth of beef, dairy, soybeans, fruit, tree nuts, vegetables, and other products, USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service estimated. USDA announces next set of ReConnect investments. The Agriculture Department has announced it will be distributing $668 million for the fourth round of its ReConnect program, which provides grants and loans for broadband projects nationwide. The two largest grants, for $35 million and $34.9 million respectively, will go towards projects in Alaska, though projects in 21 other states and in the Marshall Islands will also receive some funding. Take note, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters on a press call last week that $260 million still left over from the bipartisan infrastructure law that will be invested, quote, over the next several months. U.S. Customs discovers rare pest at border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists inspecting a cargo from Mexico recently discovered a rare pest never before encountered in the U.S. This species has not been recorded in the USDA pest identification database, qualifying this discovery as a first across all ports in the nation. Customs said after submitting a sample of the leaf-eating insect, Rhabdotalibra signata, to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The impressive find demonstrates CBP's efforts to prevent invasive species from entering the United States. Rosa Hernandez, CBP director at the Otay Mesa, California port, said, quote, "It is truly a remarkable achievement discovering a first-of-its-kind pest in our nation. Our agriculture specialist role will continue to aid in safeguarding our environment and agriculture." Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, August 21st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.